through.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you like. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features that wait for you there. We've got a lot of stuff and it's all free for you. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours is free. So go to freetalklive.com. And you can vote on the different items you see there. And the items were placed there by listeners just like you. You find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share with our listeners, you may submit it. And maybe it's something fun, maybe it's something interesting, something newsworthy. Submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the site in the upcoming stories queue. You have to, Mark, you didn't know about this apparently until recently. You have to click upcoming stories in order to promote things to the front page. So when an item starts at Free Talk Live, it's in the upcoming stories queue, and it won't show on the front page of the site.
Right. It needs a certain amount of votes just to get promoted.
Correct. It has to get out of that. And that, you know, that kind of helps with spammers, for instance. There are reasons for
people
that.
People that want you to get a really great deal on golf clubs.
Right. So that's one of the reasons why we have the upcoming stories queue. And so you just click upcoming stories. Once you're logged in, of course, it's free to get an account. And then vote on the stuff that you like. Look at the headlines or read the whole article and vote on it. Or maybe it's a YouTube video. You never know. And then the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. It really doesn't take very many votes to promote out of the upcoming stories queue. So feel free to go out there, go over to freetalklive.com and to get interactive. By the way, joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Well, so let's start out with some hate mail because it's just been so long. It has been so long.
Maybe the haters just gave up writing hate mail.
I don't know. I mean, they certainly have given up writing it to us, and that's fine with me. I really don't want to read a whole bunch of hate mail. But, you know, it's kind of fun every now and then to have a hate mail come through and like to share that with
folks. I got a
folks.
Piece of hate mail once directed
really?
Towards me. Yeah, I mean, I guess it wasn't as vicious. Like, I can see the title of yours, and it wasn't as vicious, but it was criticisms against me. And, you know, I just responded, sorry, I tried to blah, 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 blah. And he came back and asked me for relationship advice and, like, had a continuous conversation with me about his relationship.
How odd.
Yes,
I
it
hate
was
you.
Odd.
I love you.
No, he didn't say he loved me.
Oh, okay.
He apologized and then was like, by the way, I need to tell you about that. It was, I mean, a long email about his relationship and he wanted to know what I
Curious.
Thought. It was very strange.
Did you tell him what you thought?
I did, and I actually feel bad because I kind of stopped responding just because I'm busy and it got down in the
sure.
email box, and we had a bunch of correspondence, so.
So, actually, this one didn't even come to me, by the way. It came to the program director of the Detour Network, which is one of our internet
I was going to say, I'm familiar with that.
The Detour Network has been carrying the show for quite a while
cool.
online. They run us on, they've got a couple streams that they program. I think one of them's a couple, there's at least a couple music streams they have. It's thedetour.us, and then there's also a talk stream, and we appear on the talk stream. And so he emails me, the guy that programs the stream emails me, says, this comment came in for you during the airing of Free Talk Live. So whoever was writing this was listening to their stream during our show and was so upset, he tapped out an email to the Detour and sent that to us. And usually when I get hate mail, it comes from a program director. Usually that's how it happens. Like
it's routed through one?
Right. The PD will get a hate mail from a listener that can't stand Free Talk Live, and then we'll find it amusing and share it with us, which I like it when that happens.
That is probably the best thing for somebody to do, because frankly, whatever listening method they have is controlled by the program director, not controlled by Free Talk Live. So if you write us an email and say that we stink, what are we going to do about it, you know?
Yeah.
Stop doing a radio show tomorrow because some guy wrote us an email?
Well, certainly, if you want to get the show taken off of a radio station, then complaining to the station makes more sense than complaining to the hosts. Although, hopefully, most of our stations are, I guess, with it enough to understand that a complaining listener is a good sign about a radio show, that, that people are upset by
Anytime
the show.
Anytime anybody has an opinion, and I don't care if that opinion is that Ford is a good automobile, you know, other people are going to think they're stupid a-holes.
I wonder how many hate mails program directors get over shows like Rush Limbaugh. Because
question.
Lots.
Because that guy has got some haters.
Lots. Well, he's an effective broadcaster. I mean, he's on.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying anything
stations.
About his radio skills at all. But, I mean, people. There are people out there that loathe this guy. Yeah. So it's just funny. It'd be interesting to know.
So here's the email that came in from Sylvain in Canada. Subject line, are you fusking? Fuskin? F-U-S-K-E-N. Insane. Hey, libertarian geniuses, what do you suggest? Doubling wiring? Doubling sewers? Doubling tripling water conduits for the sake of competition? Man, you are talking out of your libertarian buttholes. Do you even know how asinine and ignorant your comments sound? Sure, just put up more poles or dig all over the place. It's clear to me that you're the paid shills of the rich plutocrats that are plunging the U.S., Western democracies, and the world in this dystopian nightmare of a corpo-fascist world order. There's more, but I just want to pause there.
I'm stunned. As if the most socialist nations on Earth aren't the ones that are in the deepest financial trouble currently. So, you know, if we're working, for one, if we're shills, we're very badly paid shills. I'd like my check from whatever corporato fascist plutocrat is supposed to be writing me a check, because it's late. It's about a decade late, as a matter of fact. We've been doing the show for about 10 years now. Haven't got that check from that plutocrat yet.
Yeah, I don't even have a car.
You've got a car, you just haven't licensed.
That's true.
That's because you want to play games with bureaucrats. It's not because you can't afford to license a car.
Well, that's true.
You
but,
do ride a bicycle most places, though.
Right. I mean, the fact is I don't really have an operable car that is legal on the roads. And, you know, if I was a wealthy
person. It's not a poverty issue.
No. Well, it's not because I can't afford having a car. It's just because it's not a priority for me in life. But nonetheless, lots of these people that get paid by these rich plutocrats, I'm sure, have very nice cars.
Limos.
Mine's an old beat-up police car that's cost me $2,200.
That's so, just because you won't spend very much
I'm
on
hardly
car.
Living large. I don't have the money to spend on a fancy car, Mark. I can't drop $25,000 on a brand-new car.
If you wanted to, you could come up with that kind of money.
No, not on no way. Not on a car. 855-453.
You will refuse to.
1-855. No, honestly, I don't have that kind of money. I mean, I'd have to cash out savings or whatever. I'd have to cash out, a lot of silver or something like that to come close to that.
Good. I'm glad that you're not going to spend it on something frivolous like a car.
Right. Yeah. That's just not what I do. Anyway, so clearly this guy was listening at the time we were talking about, marketplace competition in the area of delivering utilities.
Apparently,
and such,
he likes monopolies
to people. Right. I mean, nothing.
This all this is an apology for monopolies. Now, one of the things that I pointed out is that different power companies can use different power lines. I mean, they'll use the same power lines if they wanted to do such a thing. There would be an opportunity to allow you to have different power companies because just
can
as
they?
They can, sure. There's different places in the United States.
I guess I don't know how all that electricity done works.
Basically,
like that.
Basically, you pump electricity into a grid, and that, and then you charge people for downloading of that grid.
But how do you identify which power is coming from which company? That
you
doesn't
don't.
Make sense. So how could they use the same lines?
They can, because they do. There are places in the United States where people have the opportunity to choose different power companies, so they must be able to do it.
I don't know about that. I question.
You don't think there's any place in the United States where there?
No, I know that there are places in which you can have different power companies. I just question whether or not they're using the same line.
As I understand, the grid is the grid.
I'd like to hear more about how that works, if anybody knows, at 855-450-FREE. But obviously, as far as doubling sewers or doubling wiring on the lines.
I don't want to double sewers. Look, I looked at building a house here in Keene. I would just like to be able to put in a septic tank if that's what I want, because they told me if I wanted to build this house where I wanted to build this house that I'd have to bring the sewer line down like 100 yards or something like that, pay to expand their sewer system, and then pay them to use the expansion of the sewer system that I paid to expand for them. I mean, what? Who can apologize for this kind of monopoly?
Just having the ability to have your own septic system is a way to provide competition to the sewage company. So if it's not financially viable to run all new sewer pipes, which makes sense, that's a crazy, probably very expensive process, then at least that gives people options. And that's what I support. I just support people being able to say no to the established structure and do their own thing.
Yeah, choices are bad.
But running extra wires
on a line. Crazy for advocating for choices.
Well, running extra wires on a line? I mean, this is not a huge deal.
There's lots of wires on wires on lines.
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But our critic here has a little bit more, and so we'll share his very upset email here in moments. 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey.
Who do you think
excuse me?
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
Now, I have work today. Is this what you ain't going to make?
Wait,
no, no. Now.
Wait a minute.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Bureaucrats have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
862237. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. and enjoy all the features on the site. They're completely free. That's freetalklive.com. By the way, those include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. You can just go click and download as many as you like. They go all the way back to late 2006 over at freetalklive.com. Also, our SoundCloud page is another way to download the show. And also share the program with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever other social networking way that you would like to share it. You can do that by going to freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share, and select the SoundCloud link. Once again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here with an email from Sylvain in Canada, he tapped this out during the show and sent it off to one of our program directors on the Internet at The Detour, thedetour.us, which airs us online. And he was pretty upset, upset that we would dare to advocate for competition in the area of utilities like power and water and
some
things
people
like that.
Really hate power lines. I can't say I think that they're the most
attractive, I think they're ugly.
Attractive things in the world, but they supply power, and that's pretty nice.
That's nice to have, and it's helpful.
Power. You know, power is a commodity that people want, and, well, if they don't have competition, you're going to get poor service, you're going to get a lack of innovation, you're going to get bad pricing, and that's what competition's for.
Right. So his main concern is that he's expressing outrage, the idea that we would want to double the water conduits, triple the lines on the power lines, and he goes on to call us paid shills.
Is there an economics class out there that teaches you that competition drives prices up? Because I feel like, I mean, I just took an economics class, and my teacher was definitely a socialist, but even he was aware of the fact that competition drives prices down.
Great point.
So I'm just curious where he would get this, because I feel like that's the most basic economics concept, and I am not that well-versed in economics.
Well, one of the things that when the government's involved, as closely as it is involved with utilities, is sometimes you can have a situation where the government has a mandate of prices being too low. It's it's difficult for us to imagine that a monopoly would cause prices to be too low, but, you know, if they're set at a certain rate and that rate doesn't get adjusted year after year after year after other prices go up, then sure, it could be too low. The thing is that the marketplace decides what prices should be, and it does a very good job of it. So why in the world would you not allow this to happen? I don't know that there would necessarily be, you know, more tubes going through the ground with water in them. Maybe if there was competition in water delivery, that, you know, who knows? Maybe there'd be innovations in that area. People would be trucking water around, or they'd go around and set up people's houses to catch rainwater. I don't know what would happen, but, you know, these are things
the market decides.
Yeah, these are things that would happen, and you'd have more innovation if you didn't have monopolies.
Do us all a favor and shut the hell up. Your self-absorbed, sociopathic, narcissistic worldview isn't helping anyone, save for your 0.1% masters. God, I hope your views and the whole show was a parody, because if it wasn't, it was a total joke, but just not funny. Again, the whole suffering world says, now all in caps, shut the hell up, you're not helping.
You know what's funny
about... He speaks
about,
for the whole world.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say about he's speaking for the whole world, he brings up the suffering part, and when you think about the places in the world that are really suffering, why is
Canada.
It that they are not Canada, right? Why is it that they're suffering? North Korea, for example. Why is North Korea suffering?
Oppressive government.
Right. So
lack of competition.
Yeah. So that's the end of his email. I just figured I'd share that with you. And by the way, he spells your YOUR as in you. Well, it should be a U apostrophe, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
You know, it's an easy thing to pick at for somebody who's made a grammatical error, especially one of the favorite grammatical errors that goes around the Internet.
Oh, that one bugs me, though.
Well, I agree with you. I get it. You know, there's the there one, and there's the your one, mm-hmm. and there's any time you misuse an apostrophe, they're on you like white on rice. Okay, I get it. But everybody makes these mistakes, especially people that are upset. I don't think that it diminishes from whatever he has to say. What he has to say diminishes from what he has to say. Not his grammar.
No doubt. But it's still fun to pick at it.
Yep, it is.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Michael.
Basically what you're saying here is that he's a mouth-breathing moron because he can't, you know, he didn't take the time to look the difference between Y-O-U-R and Y-O-U-R.
you apostrophe R-E.
You know, if you want to get your emails taken a little bit more seriously, it helps if you
proofread.
Can spell
proofreading
things.
Proofreading is important if you want people to
I am not going to disagree. I think
the U R, that drives me crazy.
Now,
I don't think
U-R,
I ever make that mistake.
He spelled it Y-O-U-R.
Y-O-U-R.
Instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Yeah.
I don't think I make that mistake. That one bugs me.
Let's go to Michael. He's listening in St. Pete. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys. You know, this argument this guy's making in his letter sounds like something that I'm sure people were talking about in the early 80s when the Bell telephone system was broken up. They were talking about, well, what are we going to do with all these power lines? I mean, it's just going to be chaos. How are we going to do this? But you look at what happened when that monopoly was broken up. You saw competition. You saw prices come down in some areas. You saw innovation with telephones. I mean, I'm talking my iPhone right now thanks to innovation.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that bears pointing out, is Bell Telephone had the technology for cell phones in the 60s.
I think it was AT&T, but either way.
AT&T is Bell Telephone.
Is it? Okay.
That same company, AT&T.
It makes me feel better that that's what he thought, but that's what Ian thought, because he never lived in a world of Bell Telephone.
Nope.
Right.
You can see how the lack of competition stifled innovation. They had the technology and still didn't do anything with it, because why should they?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, shoot, guys, I am so sorry. I'm still working. I'm back
you
on the
You better be
now.
Sorry. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Just had to make a call in, though.
No, thanks for it. I appreciate hearing from him. Narcissistic worldview, sociopathic, self-absorbed. I mean, that's all you got. You guys are just in it for you. You just don't care about other people.
You know, I'm not.
If you cared about other people, you'd subject them to a power monopoly.
I'm not going to deny narcissistic, but I'm sociopathic. I'm working for. I love the part where these can't be my opinions. These opinions can't belong to me.
You're
they must
shill.
Belong to someone else, and I must be a paid shill. This happens over and over again. When we don't agree with some particular conspiracy theory, how many times have we been called gatekeepers for the New World Order?
Sure.
Gatekeepers tend to be paid, right? You know, no one keeps gates for no money at all. People will talk about us being, paid by the Bilderbergers.
Strange about it is that this viewpoint is not a popular view, so I'm not sure who would be paying for it.
The Koch brothers.
Right. I mean, it's not like big government wants to have more competition in their services. That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's somebody out there that would be willing to pay for these points of view and to be able to control our voices on Free Talk Live. I don't know what they'd be willing to pay, but I can tell you that my business partner isn't going to go for that, so I'm stuck.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, 855-453. Coming up, do people really know what Higgs boson is? It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there, and you can also support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, different Amazons for different countries. We've got the Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Click into the right one for you, and then just get your shopping taken care of. Because when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Again, shop.freetalklive.com.
There is a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's called the CC Radio 2. If you're familiar with this device, you know that it's the single best AM receiver available on the market. If you're not, let me tell you. See, the C-Crane Company makes some of the best electronic equipment you can buy. And the CC Radio 2 not only has a great FM receiver and allows you to get weather and ham, but has a twin-coil ferrite AM antenna, which makes it get the best AM reception, bar none. I've got one. Frankly, it's the best radio I've ever owned. You can order at ccrane.com. And when you check out, be sure to mention Free Talk Live, or you can call them at 800-522-8863. Also mention Free Talk Live when you check out. You'll get a free flashlight if you do. It's 800-522-8863 at ccrane.com.
So there was big news last week about this, what they in some places have called the God particle. The Higgs boson, I believe.
Boson is what I'm hearing.
Is it boson?
I wouldn't claim to know.
Higgs boson. Julia, did you hear about this?
I heard about the particle.
Okay, so the question that is being asked over at the Detroit Free Press at freep.com, and it's a good one, is do people really know what the Higgs boson particle is? And probably they don't, considering Peter Higgs himself has admitted that he doesn't have any clue what the discovery of the Higgs boson will mean in practical terms. That's according to the UK's Telegraph, that the British physicist whose theories led to the discovery of the Higgs boson has admitted that he has no idea what practical applications it could have.
And they're not exactly certain that they found the Higgs boson particle. They found a particle that they believe is the Higgs boson particle. It looks like one, acts like one, but, you know, they don't know.
He says that the Higgs boson so-called God particle, which is the building block of the universe, only has a lifespan of a millionth of a millionth of a millionth of a millionth of a second.
Wow.
He refused to be drawn on whether the discovery proved there was no God, stating the name God particle was a joke by another academic who originally called it the GD particle because it was so hard to find. Now, over at the Detroit Free Press, this week scientists and the media have been abuzz about the discovery, or as close as you can get to a discovery without it being official, of the Higgs boson. A subatomic particle that, as the New York Times phrased it, is the key to understanding the universe. But despite its importance, many seem unable to grasp what exactly the Higgs boson particle is. Motherboard, Vice's video channel, filled a person on the filed rather a person on the street piece that reveals even honest to gosh Williamsburg hipsters are pretty clueless as to what the particle is or what its discovery means. Higgs boson confusion has also resulted in some clever internet memes, from Samuel L. Jackson reminding everyone to stop calling it the God particle, to Homer Simpson being thrilled that people are still sciencing, to some actually really good Twitter humor. Joking aside, for some layperson-friendly explanations of what the Higgs boson particle is and why its discovery is so significant, they give a few different options for you to try to learn more. Still confused? You're not alone. According to Robert Wright in The Atlantic, he says, I personally continue to have no idea what the Higgs boson is. So as for the question of what this Higgs boson thing ultimately means, it means we should all try to have some intellectual humility, especially when opining on grand philosophical matters, because the thing we're using to try to understand the world, the human brain, is in the grand scheme of things a pretty crude instrument. Or I should say, that's what I think the Higgs boson means.
You know, science is getting to the point that you just basically have to take the scientists'
word for it
on whatever it is they say, which is essentially the position that priests were in as early as, you know, 200 years ago, maybe now, but certainly as early as like 200 years ago. Basically, they handed down the knowledge of the greater universe to people through the philosophy of whatever religion they had, and the people chose to believe them because there was no one else to believe. And, you know, now scientists, this is something I was talking with Stephanie, our Sunday host, with on the air at one point, and she's a science-y gal. She got her PhD, and she's working in some kind of lab.
She's close to getting a PhD.
She's working on her PhD. She'll have it very shortly, and I don't know what they're doing over there, making Frankenstein monsters or slapping particles together. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. I imagine she wears one of those white coats though, when she does it. And, you know, the fact is that if you're a scientist in another field, you don't understand what the people in their particular field are talking about. You know, for me, when one claims that people of faith, you know, religion, people who have religion, whatever it might be, are silly for believing that simpletons for believing the universe was created by God and, you know, maybe 7 days or whatever, you know, I think that the story of the Big Bang is just as difficult to believe. I mean, when you're talking about all the matter and the millions, trillions, billions of universes, galaxies that are in the universe, all collected into one space the size of a baseball. Can you imagine, Ian, all the matter
that's pretty hard to
in the universe, right? You know, stuck into the size of a baseball. If one grain of this appeared somewhere in the universe, it would kill us all because it's just so dense and just so hot. And so, this is in and of itself a difficult thing to internalize. So why would it be, you know, which one is a more ludicrous story, I guess? I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm just saying which one's more ludicrous, which one's more far-fetched.
So let's go through a little bit of basics as far as what this is. See if we can somehow explain, because I can't say that I totally understand it. I mean, before I read...
One thing I can say is you're not qualified to even talk about this, so let's go.
Well, I'm as qualified as anyone else who's not a scientist, who's not a particle physicist kind of scientist. So you certainly are welcome to share your thoughts at 855-453. And there's another good question that is answered over at, or somebody answers over at the Huffington Post, which might be a good one to open to the floor, which is, does the discovery of Higgs boson resolve the religion-science debate? But first, this is also from the Detroit Free Press, and I guess they borrowed it from the USA Today, distilled explanations from a number of physicists on what is a Higgs boson. The answer? It's a tiny subatomic particle that apparently weighs about 130 times as much as an atom of hydrogen, the lightest gas. What does it do?
Sounds pretty heavy.
Simply put, the Higgs particle interacts with other subatomic particles that are the building blocks of atoms in a way that slows them down. It's the reason that matter in the universe has mass. And this was, I guess, the question that the science folks were trying to answer is, you know, where does mass come from? And apparently, it's this
strangely
particle.
That's something I've never asked myself.
Mass gives the particles inertia or resistance to being moved faster. So what's a simple analogy that describes this effect? This is how it can be broken down for us lay folk here.
Yay, simple analogy.
Compare Higgs bosons to groupies mobbing a celebrity. The other particles are the celebrities desperately trying to move, but slowed by autograph seekers. Higgs bosons don't have pens, but the attention they give to the other particles slows them, creating inertia. Why did physicists...
Particles giving attention.
Why did physicists think this likely had to exist? Well, physicists look to particles to explain forces in the universe. In the physicists' theories, electromagnetic and nuclear forces don't need particles with mass to work, but the particles do have mass, so we need an explanation as to why. In 1964, Peter Higgs of the University of Edinburgh and other physicists theorized the Higgs boson was the culprit, and now, over 40 years later, it's finally been proven.
I imagine he's pretty thrilled about that.
And actually, it's close to 50 years. How did they make this discovery? Well, essentially, two teams collected data in separate experiments that smashed together millions of subatomic particles called protons to see what pieces emerged from the smash-ups. The particle reported on Wednesday fell to pieces in ways predicted by Higgs and other scientists. And how sure are they? CERN chief Rolf Fuhrer calls it a particle consistent with the Higgs boson. They assigned about a 0.000057% statistical chance of them being wrong about it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1583.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1623.53, $811.77 for a half ounce, or $405.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1623.53, $811.77, and $405.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We're talking about the Higgs boson, or whatever it
boson.
Is. Boson?
That's what I'm hearing, Higgs boson.
All right, but, well, whatever. Boson, I guess. Anyway, we're talking about that fancy particle thing they discovered last week and trying to wrap our layperson little minds around the issue here using various different internet sources as our explanations as to what it is. And we can continue that here in a moment because I think it's important to talk about the Higgs field, which I think is maybe not being addressed so much in the explanations of what the Higgs boson is. We can continue in a moment.
You know, I can think of a couple of situations where you'd really like to have an audio and visual record of what had gone on in your car, whether it's a situation where you were, say, pulled over for doing something you didn't do, or a police officer, you know, gives you trouble at a stop and you'd like to have a recording of that, or, you know, maybe you were in an automobile accident and the other person is claiming things happened as they didn't. It'd be nice to have the ultimate witness, and the ultimate witness is the GPS black box dash cam. This is the kind of insurance that you need to have in your vehicle. It's one time, you've got it. Mine's been working for, I think we've had them a couple of years now. It's easy to use. It just turns on when the vehicle turns on, as long as you have it plugged into a one of those, what is it, a cigarette lighter outlet thing, the power outlet deal.
Yes.
And it's got a built-in microphone and GPS navigation. It's got video in the front and the back. And like I said, you know, it gets audio and visual, records your driving route and speed. It's
a piece of hardware you'd expect to pay a lot more for.
It's nice to have.
Features it has.
It's really nice. It's great insurance. Go to freedomcam.net. Get yourself one.
All right. So we're talking about the Higgs boson, and there's a piece over at slate.com where they ask you know, some more sciencey folks to explain what it is. And according to the article here, the crowded room analogy is the preference of, I guess, let's see, this is Higgs. Higgs himself says his famous the most favorite image was created by physicist David Miller, who saw the mechanism reflected in current British politics. Physics World's Martin Durrani writes that Miller famously likened the boson to former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher moving through a crowded room, gaining mass as other people congregate around her. And it has been said like this. Imagine a room full of physicists. Suddenly Einstein enters and attempts to cross the room, but the star-struck physicists cluster around him and impede his movements, effectively increasing his mass. Now imagine that I enter the room. As a lowly grad student, nobody wants to interact with me, so I pass through the physicists relatively unimpeded. No effective mass for me. Lastly, imagine that somebody whispers a rumor, causing the physicists to cluster together excitedly on their own. In this analogy, the room full of physicists represents the Higgs field in space. Einstein represents a particle with high mass, I represent a particle with low mass or no mass, and a cluster of physicists represents an excitation in the field, which is effectively a Higgs boson. But what is the Higgs field in the first place? Because that's something that I think is really important to this this whole discussion. And if you just talk about what a Higgs boson is, it doesn't really explain, I don't think, enough context to really get an understanding of it.
There's a lot of room in atoms, and I think that this is important for people to know.
When you say room...
There's a you know, if the nucleus of an atom was a baseball and it was sitting on a pitcher's mound, then the electrons would be floating around outside of the ballpark.
Right. And in between that?
Nothing.
There's effectively nothing. So really, when you look at things from that perspective, it really just goes to show how little there actually is out there as far as, you know, actual stuff.
Red.
Yeah.
It's that, you know.
Right,
that's the situation there.
These
are particles that act differently when they're, you know, shaping matter. It's
yeah,
really interesting.
The things you see are mostly made up. Our bodies and the stuff that we see around us mostly made up of empty space. It's hard to conceptualize that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when you see and feel a rock, that thing feels hard, and for sure enough, it is. But on a subatomic or, you know, particle kind of level, it's empty space.
There was a science fiction story I read about a sword that was one atom thick, and it would just slice right through people.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat idea, you know.
In the final example, or rather a final example of rather elegant in its simplicity, is Rutger professor's Matt Strassler's elaborate likening of the Higgs field to the air. He says, "What is the Higgs field, and how should we conceive of it? It is as invisible to us and as unnoticed by us as the air is to a child or water to a fish. In fact, even more so, because although we learn as we grow up to become conscious of the flow of air over our bodies, as detected by our sense of touch, none of our senses provide us with any access to the Higgs field." So which analogy captures the true nature of the Higgs field best? A hardcore physicist would tell you that only mathematics could do that. The themes on display in the categories may have more to do with the lives of scientists, all sugary coffee and conferences, than the fundamental nature of reality. But even a basic understanding of the Higgs is useful, if only to comprehend why some of your neighbors or colleagues might be looking a little bleary-eyed the morning of the 4th of July, or before a single American brewed beer has been opened. And then they link to a video, which is the Higgs boson explained, which I'm sure makes it a little bit easier because you can use visuals with the explanation. But essentially, the Higgs field, as I understand it, after having read more than what we've read on the air here tonight about this, the Higgs field is that which, you know, essentially cannot be measured or seen, basically. It's just the space that's, you know, this thing that envelops all that is. I mean, it's constantly everywhere. And then this Higgs boson is, you know, that factor that slows the particles down into mass that creates reality. I hope and, you know, that's my understanding of the explanations that I've come across.
Well,
does that sound right?
What I have yet to figure out is what the big deal is. I mean, it's pretty cool that they've found this new smaller thing. This makes quarks look gigantic or whatever. I don't know.
No, it didn't say it was smaller than the... it said here earlier that it was larger than...
They just don't exist for very long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll try to find that.
So this new you know, particle, that the short-lived particle or whatever, it's all very interesting, but how does it change our lives? I mean, is this a scientific discovery that is going to change anyone's life in any way?
Oh, I imagine that eventually somebody will get a grasp on how to do something with this. But as I pointed out, even Higgs himself isn't sure what this is going to mean down the line.
Okay.
I mean, this is really a fundamental kind of discovery that essentially validates a theory that has been held in science for decades. They've been looking for a long time for this thing. Now they've found it. What comes next? I don't know. Somebody out there is going to figure something out, though.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I hope it's. I'm certain it's going to be useful for something. It has to be. It has to be good for something. But I don't know. You know, to me, I can have yet to figure out what that might be. Not that I might be able to figure something like this out.
Well,
it basically, has to be told to me.
I say it's nice. It's nice to have some good news out there. I mean, even if we don't really fathom what this
good
is.
Good news that we don't understand.
This could lead to very good things. I don't know what those are, and neither does Professor Higgs. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. Cyphase adds that the Higgs field is just like the electromagnetic field. The Higgs boson is to the Higgs field as photons are to the electromagnetic field. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. Maybe there's an aspect of this that we've left out that you feel is very important. You're certainly welcome to add your thoughts to the discussion at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And what about the question of God in all of this? Because inevitably, the discovery of something very scientific and kind of fundamental to our lives and our being like this is likely to spark some debate between the old two sides, science versus religion. And Philip Clayton over at the Huffington Post asked the question, does this resolve this religion-science debate? He says, yeah, right. One important thing did happen this week. One of the most interesting searches in physics hit the jackpot. He goes on to talk about what they did. The only trouble was when the prediction was made about Higgs boson, it was almost unimaginable that humans could ever recreate the conditions necessary to discover it. This week, two separate groups of physicists announced that the Higgs boson, or something very much like it, does exist. In fact, they met the highest standard that humans have ever held up for knowledge. Their odds of being wrong are less than 1 in 3.5 million. Now, if you share any of the amazement of the great discoveries of science, this one will grab your attention. It's high stakes either way. If the Higgs boson didn't appear, then particle physics couldn't explain why anything in the universe has mass, a rather devastating shortcoming. On the other side, once we can detect signs of the Higgs field, we stand on the threshold of a host of new discoveries about the fundamentals of physics. And what did we learn this week about the relationship between science and religion? Ah, now there's an interesting question. Dig into this a little bit here in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
It's above me.
Does Higgs boson prove or disprove the existence of God? 855-450-FREE. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.